Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Story out of Kentucky. Timothy, thanks for passing along the story. Louisville judge rules that Kentucky speed limit laws are unconstitutional. Now, this is just one judge, and this is just in Kentucky. But right now, there's a judge who says that if you get a ticket for speeding in her court and you contest it, she'll say that the law is unconstitutional under which you have been written in Kentucky. The story is by Marcus Green out of WDRB, Louisville. Heading south on I-71 last October, Kevin Curry was clocked at 93 miles per hour, not far from Indian Hills, an area with a posted speed limit of 55. So 93 in a 55. Some might say that could be illegal, but follow along. A Louisville Metro police officer pulled over Curry's Nissan Quest and cited him for going more than 26 miles per hour above the limit. The Greensburg, Kentucky man's attorney fought the citation. Attorney Greg Simmons didn't complain about the officer's radar gun or anything like that, but instead said that Kentucky's speeding laws are convoluted and unclear. The argument convinced a Jefferson District Court judge who ruled on Thursday that three major sections of the state law that govern speeding in Kentucky are indeed vague and unconstitutional. And, you know, that's the thing, is that laws, we have to follow them, but they've got to be constitutional and they've got to be clear. You got to be able to understand the law. How else can you follow it? The ruling may cause drivers, legislators, and state officials to slam on their brakes. It found that speed limit signs aren't even mentioned in Kentucky's speeding law, and in many cases, those signs conflict with the law. So the order by Judge Julie Kalin, a former defense attorney, does not clear the way for state roads to turn into autobahns just yet, but the ruling applies to cases that land in her court. So again, Supreme Court's up here, appeals courts, trial courts, and there's the federal set of those, and most states have also got a state Supreme Court, appeals courts, and then the trial courts. This is a trial court. So the precedent set by this ruling applies only in that court. And it might only be in her courtroom if there's more than one judge in that court building. So it's not necessarily a sweeping ruling just yet, but if the logic is sound, you might see other people raising this and getting similar rulings elsewhere. The decision likely will be appealed, forcing a higher court to take a look at this law, and it could prompt legislators to make changes to clearly define what actual speed limits are. Now, in Curry's case, Jefferson County Attorney Michael Connell's office argued that posted speed limit signs are enough and that no person could sincerely believe it is legal to drive 38 miles per hour faster than the 55 mile per hour speed limit. But the question is, just because there's a sign there, does that sign mean it's the law? Because remember, we don't have to follow signs. We have to follow laws. We're not a nation of signs. We're a nation of laws. Kalin noted in her order that speed limit signs aren't referenced in Kentucky law in any way. She said, this is a challenge to the face of the statute, and it simply does not matter that speed limit signs could be or should be enough because the statute does not refer motorists to such signs. Josh Abner, an O'Connell spokesman, declined to comment because the case is still active and it's scheduled for another hearing. Kentucky sets speed limits based on several factors. State law says interstate highways like I-71 must have a speed limit of 65 miles per hour unless the Transportation Secretary of the state issues an official order raising or lowering it. A local government can also set limits through an ordinance. Sims said he was not able to determine what the road's actual speed limit is. The law appears to make it 65. The sign says it's 55, but he said he wasn't able to find a state order or local Louisville measure establishing that speed. In other words, someone just put up a sign, and the law says it's 65 unless you do the following things, and one of them is not just put up a sign. There's a problem with the law that we've all been following and enforcing in these courts, Sims said, but to be honest, they're not even enforcing the law. They're enforcing the sign. In her ruling, Kalin says she searched the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet's website and did other general internet searches and could not find any place where any such orders are accessible. If a judge can't find those, she said, how could a citizen without access to legal knowledge and research ascertain the same? She used this example. A driver charged with going 65 on I-64 would be 10 miles per hour over the posted speed limit in a section near Hurstbourne Parkway. But that person could argue they were relying on a strict interpretation of state law because there are no official orders from the Transportation Cabinet And 65 miles per hour would not be in violation of the statute because the statute does not refer to posted speed limits, but rather to official orders. So it looks like they might be able to fix this if they can turn those signs into official orders. But that's going to take some legislative actions, I suspect. In essence, she concluded, when a person is cited for speeding these days, he or she is not charged with violating the law, but charged with violating a speed limit sign. And of course, signs are not the laws. Although there are signs, everywhere a sign. And in many cases, she wrote, the statute and the sign are in conflict. And of course, when conflicts like that happen, the statute should overrule the sign, one would think. So it's interesting because, you know, people raise these arguments all the time. They say, Steve, did you know that there's no law? This is, you have to have a driver's license. I can find you the law very, very quickly and show it to you. But if somebody had called me up and said, Steve, you know that Kentucky has no law saying you've got to obey speed limit signs? I would have said, okay, it sounds like another one of these fool's errands to go chase around and find the statutes, because they often are weirdly written, but they're usually there. But here a judge is saying, no, I can't find it. And presumably the prosecutor has been asked, can you show it to us? And they can't find it either. So, yeah, the prosecutor is saying, well, common sense would dictate you can't go that fast. We're also not a nation of common sense. We are a nation of laws when it comes to the legal system. So another interesting parallel I can tell you about is that back in the day, Michigan had helmet laws for motorcyclists. And we don't have them anymore. If you want to ride a motorcycle in Michigan with no helmet on, there's ways you can do that legally. But in the old days, when we had the law on the books, several attorneys pointed out that the law said that you must wear a helmet approved by a certain department in Lansing. And the department in Lansing had never gotten around to approving any helmets. So that if you got cited for driving without a helmet, you could go into court and say, well, Your Honor, I'd love to wear a helmet approved by these people. They never approved any. And a judge would look at it and go, oh, okay, I guess this ticket's bogus. And they throw the ticket out. So it was one of those weird things, but there was that loophole for a while. And then rather than ever making an approved list of helmets, instead what they said is, oh, we'll just do away with helmet laws, which is what they wound up doing. But again, here's a weird situation, is that it appears, from what we're seeing, that Kentucky law says, you know, the speed limits on the highways are 65 unless the following happens. And some places have put up 55 mile per hour speed limit signs without doing the things necessary to change the speed limit. And apparently there's another loophole in that nowhere is there this section of the statute that says, you know, you must obey the sign with a number on it, because to do that, you'd have to go through the previous steps of making sure that sign is correct, which they're not doing. So it's an interesting argument. So as of right now in this one judge's courtroom, and you have to really do some research to figure out exactly how to get a ticket and have it wind up in that courtroom. But it has bigger implications, because if this reasoning is sound and it goes up on appeal, a higher court could look at this and say, you know, she's right. And each time it goes up, it covers a bigger section of the pyramid. And eventually, if it gets to the top Supreme Court, it could be the whole state. And it could be that they've got to rewrite the laws in Kentucky to make speed limits enforceable, at least to ask you to follow along with what the signs at the side of the road say. So there you go, Timothy. Thanks for the story. Louisville judge rules Kentucky speed limit laws unconstitutional. Right now, that's the law in one courtroom. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later.